My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we're dishing up design and decoration with HGTV blogger and the soulfully stylish curator of AfroChic, Janine Hayes.
We take our first swing of the season with our favorite acts and fire up our wood stove.
The table escapes, the stage is set, and inspired autumn starts now.
On My Fix It Up Life.
That everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org. And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my cracklingly beautiful wife, Teresa.
Crackling, you mean like because I'm funny or because I'm autumnal?
Oh, I'm crackling up at your autumnal humor.
Well, I'm really excited about autumn because it is actually my favorite season of the year when it starts to get a little bit cool outside and you see all the beautiful fall colors and the leaves and everything. And another thing that I like about this time of year, it's when my husband takes out his axe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I Paul Bunyan the backyard. I just love using my axe. It's just a basic tool, but it's awesome. And the reason I stop at awesome for a second is because if I keep going past awesome, this will take an hour.
It will take an hour, and I was very excited when I got you a present for your birthday this past summer. A book about axes that you have been reading and devouring and studying.
Devoutly. And that, however, we'll talk about a little bit later. In the meantime, I want to say that Janine Hayes from AfroChic, and she blogs for HGTV, will join us to help us think about the autumn season, color inside, outside, and looking at things in a new way.
And she would be such a great person to hang out around a campfire because she is just cool and elegant and just kind of just chill but awesome at the same time. So I kind of want to invite her over for a fire.
Just have to give her the warning. Got to be careful with flowy dresses in the fireplace.
I don't think she's about flowy dresses.
Just saying, that's some of the rules that you have to go
by
when you come in.
You hear the word chic and you think, you're thinking runway.
Oh, I'm thinking her dress is a mile behind her, like a veil and stuff, just floating away in the background.
I think you should go to AfroChicShop.com and check her out because I don't really think that's her whole mojo. She's all about these really graphic patterns and colors and kind of brings sort of an idea of what texture would be into her whole patterns because it's so rich and it's so vibrant. And I'm excited that she's going beyond just pillows too. And we'll talk to her about that in her interview later.
Yeah, and as much as I love talking about things inside the house, I want to go back outside where my axe is. That's right, where my axe is. Because fall is also a great opportunity for those fall plantings and to bring those colors in that you were talking about to really amp up the curb appeal for when guests come over with fall-colored plants, mums, kale, cabbage. All that stuff is just, this is the time to get it in the ground.
This is the time to get it in the ground, but nothing to say anything bad about our friends and family and anyone who's visiting our house and thinking about curb appeal. I'm just thinking about smile time for me, and I want to be able to enjoy all the colors, and I want to be selfish about my house. You know, I think a lot of people say it's, you know, want to put on a good face and have curb appeal, but, you know, it's where you enjoy your life, and the thing is that, you know, my parents just moved this past week
yes.
to a new place, and they haven't moved in 19 years. So there's so many things that they've been going through and getting rid of. And my mom kind of pulled through different pieces of furniture through the house that she is keeping in this new place, and it's half the size. So she's had to just sort of go with, you know, what she likes and putting it all together. And she sent me some pictures online, and I went through the whole thing with her about adding some different colors and some different layers of different things in her rooms, because when you're with your house all day and you live there
with your house.
Yeah.
I just have to point that out. I don't want to interrupt you, but when you're with your house, like it's a person.
Well, it is.
I need to stop and appreciate that just for a second. Appreciated. Now please continue with that thought.
Well, because a house to me is sort of an extension of your family, and you love it, and you're cared for by it. It protects you from the weather, and it's where you want to go and snuggle up at night, and where you go when you've had a bad day, you know, at work or wherever, there's a conflict with someone, you curl up and you snuggle up in your house, and it's so comforting. It's like a little, it's like your friend.
Are you telling the world that I do a lot of snuggling in my house? Oh, yeah. I've had a bad day, everyone, with my axe. I'm going to go snuggle now.
I think everyone else has had a bad day with your axe. No, that's just a place of comfort. And I think that, you know, if you take a different perspective about where you live and what it looks like, you actually can bring through your soulful style, just like Janine does, through everything about your home, and it can represent you fully as a person, too.
You know,
and then it can wrap its arms right around you again.
That's why I tried to get a word in edgewise. I knew that was coming.
See, you
where the home is personified, and then there's a hug involved. I'm uncomfortable. I just want to say it now.
Your home loves you. Love it back.
Well, I love free stuff, so check out what's up for grabs. In the meantime,
on myfixituplife.com, and we'll be back in just a minute with more.
Your arms are out wide. Can you fly high above red dreams? Double set seams and perfect patch. For the hell of it, it's why you try.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Are back inside my Fix It Up Life. We're wasting no time. Fix It Up Finds Time.
Fix It Up Finds Time. I have to admit something first off, which I found.
Oh, confession.
Yeah, confession.
I got to change my clothes into my confession outfit.
Yeah, first confession I have is that I'm actually sick right now. And if you can hear it in my voice, I sound a little bit different. It's because I have bronchitis. But I don't want a pity party or anything. I just want to say this is not my normal whole like mojo right now. The other thing is that Mark is wearing his shirt that I got him, that I got your back. If you've seen this in little gifty shops, you know, where the two stick figure guys and one actually is grabbing the other stick figure's back, which is a line, it's adorable, and I just want to crack up about it.
Well, I want to add to your crack up because Jack was reading it this morning.
Yeah.
What's that say?
Yeah,
your back.
Our almost four-year-old. He actually told his father to fix it. He wanted the guy without the back to be fixed, so he gets the whole thing. He doesn't like things out of order.
No.
But I have a find for you.
Find it.
Now, I'm kind of like Santa's little elf sometimes. I go up in my little workshop, my little crafty area, which is away from the actual wood shop workshop of, like, you know, power tools and everything.
About as far away as you can get it, I hasten to add.
Yes, because, you know,
you know, hot glue gun and ribbon and stuff don't really go with Mark's whole mojo.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I don't think he can see these things that I'm working with.
Are these headphones broken?
But I was recently looking through, one of our sponsors is FivePalm, and I was looking through their online catalog, and I was inspired by their ceiling medallions. And you know their products, and they are a sponsor of our show, full disclaimer there. But their products are really awesome for outdoor use or for use in the bathroom or something like that because they're weather resistant. And
that's right.
And they're gorgeous too. But I was inspired by their ceiling medallions because I'm like a crazy wreath maker at our house where For the past few years, I have been using like little candies and things. You know, made jelly bean wreaths. I've made candy corn wreaths. They've made all kinds of little doohickeys and things that Mark can't barely see until it's finished. It's a finished product, and it's large enough to be seen by his masculine eyes. But these wreaths are so cool because I'm always trying to think about how to make it so these objects that I'm creating can withstand the elements of outside and also withstand the slamming of the door by my husband and my son. So I took one of these medallions, and I decided to create a candy wreath out of it. And I did. And it's got this cool pattern. You can see it on myfixituplife.com. And I took black and orange. I think they look like licorice, but they're like sour punch candy.
I'm not familiar with this type of candy.
And I cut it up, and I made this whole thing. And I used Bondera, which is really a tile adhesive, but it's so super sticky, and it's actually very forgiving for when you're crafting because you can move and manipulate what you're gluing on as opposed to other kinds of glue adhesive products. So I made that, and then I kept going. And then I made another wreath that I painted. I used exterior paint, and, you know, I flipped through my color wheel from Olympic Paints, and I picked out these autumnal colors that are just gorgeous. And your favorite one that I chose is called?
Oh, you're quizzing me. It's a food. Oh, I can see it. You wrote it down. It's not coming to me.
Clove,
fragrant cloves. Yes, under the wire.
It's an orange color, fragrant cloves. And so I painted one of them. And then, as I was painting it, I was inspired again. This is what I did one day this past weekend. And then I have all these like plastic spiders left over because I made these like spider balls to hang from our front door out of these styrofoam balls. Anyway, so I have these plastic spiders left over. So I painted one with an orange background and fragrant cloves. And I glued,
fragrant clove.
I glued 250 spiders to it, and it kind of looks like lace to me. So I love each one of them, and the more I worked on them, the more I love them. But the best part about it is not only do these ceiling medallions work well as a base for a wreath project to decorate your house, and they'll withstand the elements, but the best part is that they're under $40. You have to go to fivepond.com and check them out because gorgeous. And that'd be great for a tablescape, too. I'm going to make something for the winter holidays.
Well, since I haven't seen you in about 3 days, I'm going to have to schedule that time in. Oh, and one more thing. Oh, and you know what I could do now?
Oh, you know.
They look great.
Artist in me. Sometimes when I get rolling on something and it's like really hard to stop creating because, and I got sick because of it because I couldn't stop creating these things. I just get like obsessed in my little crafty studio.
Oh, creation is
so
a
I know
a
we only have
event.
A couple of minutes left, but I want to know what your find is.
Well, I've got two Fix It Up finds, and we've already mentioned one, which is the answer to the question that pops up periodically. If you could only have one tool, what tool would it be? And everybody always goes, oh, I need a miter saw, impact driver, whatever. Axe. Batteries run out, blades break, axe. It's also a hammer.
Yeah.
Cut, chip, chop, sledge, boom.
You're like one of those infomercials.
And we'll double your order.
No, but your axe,
you
have a particular axe that you use, and is there a brand that you use, or is it just a style of axe that you prefer?
You know, prior to reading Fix It Up Fine number 2, the axe book by Dudley Cook, which is fascinating for the tool geek, I would have said, you know what, it doesn't really make a difference, but it does.
Okay.
Like the hardware store kind of knockoff axe that we've all seen with the curved handle, he's not a big fan. But the axe that I have, which is about 28 and a half inch long Fiskars axe. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Fiskars.
F-I-S-K-A-R-S.
A-R-S.
Yes.
Straight handle. The head is actually molded into the body so it can never fall off. There's a an anti-grab coating on the blade. It comes really sharp, and it's got a straight handle, which Dudley, who was writing who knows how many years ago, that's the way to go. That's the way axes always were prior to the curved handle being introduced for reasons no one can figure out.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you've got an axe that is actually approved by the axe expert.
Prior to
the expert.
The expert prior to its manufacture. And so if I had to have one tool on a desert island, that is what it would be. And there's a whole new series of Fiskars axes called the X series. And some are for chopping, some are for splitting. So you want to get the axe that you're going to use the most. And I like using it to split wood, too.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't think I'm going to use an axe the most at all in my personal life.
Well, I have to
It's so opposite from my find. I'm talking about, like, you know, nothing axeable. I guess you could axe through my wreath. I mean,
well,
if you really got crazy.
We do have to make a clean break.
That would be good for a Halloween wreath, using the axe. I'm inspired. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Job that's too small, a change of bulb and a patch of wall. If it's loose, I'll make it tight. That's right.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, and I'm feeling chic.
You are?
I would say that with more conviction if I knew what it meant.
You are kind of chic today. You are actually not wearing your carpentry outfit.
No, nothing to build today.
No.
Today's a My Fix It
Did
Up
Life
Day.
Did you dress up for our guest today?
I'm wearing a tie.
Yeah?
No, I'm not.
But you are. You're dressed up. You're not wearing your normal two-tone pants and your roofer's boots and, you know, the whole thing.
That is exactly right. And mm-hmm. I wanted to dress up because we are joined by Janine Hayes, the inimitable editor and creative genius behind Afro Chic,
yeah,
who is here to talk about all things soulful, sustainable, and I don't have a bowl with design.
Okay.
So, Janine, if you could finish off more elegantly than I can, welcome to My Fix It Up Life.
Thank you so much, Mark and Teresa. It's really great to be back on the show with you guys.
Well, I've missed you because, you know, I've been following you in the land of Twitter and all of the things that you've been doing lately, and I'm a little bit jealous. Saw pictures of you at the 10th anniversary of the Project Runway party, and I saw that you did a little photo shoot recently for HGTV at Terrain, and I'm just kind of a little bit jealous over here.
Oh, well, I have been having a lot of fun lately. I can definitely say that, and I'm going to have to invite you guys for our next photo shoot, since you're right here in Philly.
I would love that. I would love to see your mastermind at work, the whole thing, you creating everything and, you know, making it all gorgeous and everything, because I think the last time we talked to you, you were just creating pillows, and now you've expanded, and I see that you're doing placemats and wallpaper. And you're
still pillows.
And shower curtains, too.
Yeah, and still pillows, which I saw at afrochicshop.com.
Yeah. Are you
buying
these?
We're moving into all aspects of the home, so we want to make sure that you can bring our brand of modern soulful style to your table, to your bathroom, wherever you want to have some cool cultural decor. That's where we want to be able to help you bring it.
I love that. Now, I want to know when I can start wearing it, too.
You know, we get asked that a lot. People always want to know that, and I have to say, you know, I just was at Fashion Week. Fashion is a whole different animal, so I'm not sure if we're ready to go there yet. I love the home decor world, so we're going to kind of stay in our niche.
Well, I guess, you know, we could be a little creative over here in our area as consumers and start using, like, your table runners as scarves and stuff. If we really want to wear it, we could just, like, be creative with it.
That's true. I love creativity and people thinking outside the box with any of our products, definitely.
Well, we definitely think outside the box.
Well, here's the question my wife, giant fan of Project Runway, is not asking you right now. Was it incredibly awesome, or was it the most awesome thing ever to be at Project Runway show?
All right, I got to say, it probably was the most awesome thing ever.
You two are cut from the same cloth that you would buy at Mood. Yes!
Oh, you even
pay
know
attention.
He does.
I do. She does make me watch it.
I don't make him watch it, but he does watch it a little bit. And he actually really does love Tim Gunn a little bit, too.
Oh, I think Tim Gunn is awesome.
So
well,
did you get
don't
the-
feel bad. My husband watches it with me, too. And I think that, you know, it's just fun to see what these guys are creating. And I have to say, we were at the party with some of the designers, and they are all just amazing people who are really on the forefront of what's happening in fashion design. So it was cool to be at the show and sit there and just see, for me, you know, as a designer, I wanted to see all the color palettes and, you know, sort of some of the new shapes that they were coming with in terms of design, because I kind of take that back to what we do in terms of our product line as well.
Well, and fashion has such a huge impact on, you know, house decor and homewares and vice versa, back and forth with each other. And I saw that you shared some of your Thanksgiving with a Twist in HGTV magazine. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
So
yeah.
Tell us about
so we
that.
Did this cute, you know, we were asked about, you know, how do you do sort of, I guess, a little bit of a non-traditional Thanksgiving. And for me, it's all about Thanksgiving brunch. And I think that it's a great way to get together with your friends. You know, I mean, I'm a city girl, and a lot of times I have a lot of friends that I want to see on Thanksgiving Day and for the holidays, and also then want to do the big family turkey dinner at the end of the day. And so, you know, we've had friends over where they just come for a casual brunch, you know, early in the afternoon, and you still have some of that Thanksgiving-type stuff, but it's with, you know, maybe a cranberry salad or pumpkin pancakes and things like that that are just a little bit more fun and more casual than your typical Thanksgiving feast.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I like that. Plus, it opens the door for two Thanksgiving feasts. The way that you don't invite me to that. The way I eat brunch would not leave. If it's any kind of finger food, I'll eat all of that and then wonder where the next dish is.
Yeah, Mark's not that good. He's not good at finger food. If you can't cut it with a sharp knife, it's not really worth putting on his plate. So.
Well, you know, Janine, one thing that we're talking about, Project Runway and design, and sometimes you can sort of make the case that it's a little bit maybe unnecessary at times, and but you have a section on your website, AfroChicShop.com, which I love, and I'm going to ask you to list, because there's only about 100 of what we believe, kind of, I don't want to call them slogans, but
mantras,
one-liners that come across, and they're fantastic. Unfortunately, they go a little bit too quickly for me to write them all down.
Oh, there are so many. Yeah, my husband and I developed that just as sort of like a manifesto in terms of what AfroChic was about and sort of what this, you know, girl that we imagined was buying our products, who she really was. And so, you know, we have some really fun things that we thought about, you know, like, you know, kind of girls like me. You know, we believe in, you know, girls who have, you know, great natural style, who go to the farmer's market, or, you know, country girls who, you know, just love that little bit of an urban feel in their space. And so it really is about the kind of woman who, you know, gravitates towards Afro chic style, and also just how open our brand is. It really is for anybody who just wants to have great design that blends, you know, those bright, colorful, modern prints with a little bit of culture in their space.
You know, it's funny that you should have said the city girl can go to the farmer's market, because that's the first one I wrote down. No joke. Look right here.
I see that.
It's right there.
But that's me.
Then I checked it off, so she saw that.
Did you pick out all the ones that you like because they describe who I am? Because you love me?
That would be good. That would be good.
You know, Janine, you're married, so you know all roads lead back to you. But the other theme I saw running through the What We Believe section of your site was the continually recropping up, and I love this, shop locally, sustainable products, and I love your passion for that.
Absolutely. I mean, I am a real firm believer that whatever we do in the world of design, we should try to limit our impact on the environment. And sometimes people think that you have to say, oh, I'm an all, you know, green, natural, eco-friendly designer, and that you kind of put yourself in that box. I believe that everybody out there who's creating a product should be, you know, going green as much as they possibly can. And, you know, we are firm believers in sustainability, and for us that means working with local manufacturers, working with the most natural and environmentally friendly fabrics that we can find, and even when we're developing things like our wallpaper, working with better dyes that have less impact on the environment. I mean, it's just something that we all can aspire to do, and I think we all can do it in small ways and in big ways. And Afro Chic, it's really a part of our brand that our design is sustainable.
Oh, I love that, and I'm sending Teresa a note right here now. Do not tell Janine about my new initiative, Pave It.
Oh, my goodness. He's been joking about that for years, about just paving everything.
That's my one joke.
No,
that might not be too good for the environment.
Probably not. He thinks he's funny. Now, taking it from a global perspective to something very personal, and I've been seeing that you're planning a baby shower for your sister, and I want to know, you know, what are you creating for a baby shower? Because it's got to be fabulous.
Oh, I am having so much fun. This is my sister's first baby and my first, you know, little niece that's on the way. So I'm really excited. And, you know, for her, she's into color. And so I'm into color as well. And I really wanted to do something that feels really modern. One of the really different things about this baby shower is that it's co-ed. For a lot of folks, they were like, oh, is it okay for guys to come to showers? But, you know, I thought that her husband is a real creative guy, too, and would want to, you know, be a part of it. So we're doing a lot of fun color. It's kind of like an animal cracker theme. So everything's centered around the idea of animal crackers and little animal-based toys that have been painted in some really cool, bright colors. And then we're not doing any of those baby games, so no one's going to measure her tummy or anything like that. But we're going to actually have a craft station for all the guests to create something special for the baby that can go up in her room later on. So, you know, my sister's an artist, and so is her husband, and their friends are artists. So it's going to just be fun to engage other artists who are going to be there, and what's better than to have them create their own special little message or own special print that's there that they can actually hang in the baby's room later on.
I love that because I am a mommy person, and those baby shower games can be quite embarrassing and for the mommy person. And
yes, they can be.
Yes, and then creating things that are a part of people that already love the baby before the baby even arrives that you can put in the room, and then as a mommy person and as a daddy person and you're up late with the baby, you can see all the special creations from all of your family and friends, and to remind you that everyone's there and supporting you when you're up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and
or 2 and 4.
Well,
or 11, 2 and 4.
Exactly.
Or just 11, 2.
We just want it to be something that's really fun, and you know, again, it is chic and it is different, and you know, I'm always about thinking outside the box, you know, and that for me is a way, you know, why not engage everyone? Why not engage the guys too who want to be a part of these baby showers? They don't want to play the games, and sometimes I don't think the mommy's going to play the games either, but they want to celebrate that this, you know, new life is about to come into the world.
Oh, that is so awesome. I can't wait to see pictures.
Yes, there will be pictures, and it will, you know, we're working right now on, you know, getting it shot for an editorial, so it will be all revealed soon.
Okay.
Wow, and we're at the next photo shoot, and I have a game to play.
What's that?
Break time.
Oh, we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more of My Fix It Up Life.
Shut up!
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show. So if you have questions about today's show or a project at your home, send us a note at info@myfixituplife.com. We want to hear your questions, and we love to learn from you.
So follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, check out our pins on Pinterest, and watch our videos at YouTube.
Listen to more My Fix It Up Life shows on free apps for iPhone and Android or at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio.
And tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life.
My life into my fix it up life.